So now it's time to talk to Ben Dror Yemini. He is an Israeli journalist for Yediot Achronot, and we'll be talking about the news making headlines in Israel today. Ben Dror, shalom lecha. Thanks for talking to me on Chai FM.
Shalom, shalom. Thank you for having me.
Ben Dror, I actually can't believe it. I have literally opened my phone, opened up the Times of Israel, and the headline is the following. Knesset passes law banning arrests of Haredi draft dodgers, legitimizing ongoing non-enlistment. So much is wrong with that headline, most of all because the IDF chief was so utterly opposed to the law, saying that it contradicts the manpower needs of the army. How did this pass?
Politics. It's a kind of blackmail on behalf of the ultra-Orthodox. It is terrible because Israel is a Jewish state, but they do everything in order to destroy the Jewish character of the state. Because if this is Judaism, we have a problem. We have a real problem. And unfortunately, the Likud party, Knesset members and others, they join them, even if it's because of the blackmail. There should be, even in politics, there should be limits.
Red line.
And
yeah.
Red lines, yes, yeah. Of course. And unfortunately, it looks like if they do not have red lines. And this is the outcome because of coalition, because of political needs, which actually we don't need because this is the end. I mean, we have election in 3 months. So why do you need it? They don't need it. But in order to keep the bloc, which includes the ultra-Orthodox parties, then they cross every red line in order to convince them to stay in the bloc.
So it looks like, according to the survey of mandates published by Channel 12 last night, it looks like Eisenkot is outperforming Netanyahu. But what they are saying is that either party will have to rely on either the Haredim or the Arab sector in order to achieve power. It looks to me like Israelis will have a really real stark decision to make whether they want to continue with the current alliance with the Haredim and sending their kids over and over to the army, longer and longer service, or whether they want something different. Has it come to that?
Yeah, it came to that, and it's unfortunate. And let me tell you, we don't know. We just don't know. Because, yes, I said, well, we are all exposed to the polls, but it's too early. We have no idea what is going to be during this upcoming 3 months. As we all know, there are tensions in the Gulf, in the Hormuz Strait, and we don't know how is it going to end. And tonight, the new blockade of the United States is going to be renewed. And it might be even much worse because we see exactly what Iran is. They received the best MOU, and it's not enough for them. I mean, they received everything, and actually, and Trump actually everything that he promised, he did not put in this MOU. So there is something which is fanatic with this regime because there is not other explanation. You receive whatever you wanted. Even 300 million billiards. So what are you looking for? What do you need? I mean, you just have to keep quiet and to get whatever you wanted. And we see that for them, nothing is enough. They keep on promising that they will assassinate Trump, that they will kill the Israelis, they will kill whoever. That's all what they have to say. Nothing is enough for them. And I do hope that J.D. Vance, the vice president, will not interfere and he might give them even more because he is standing behind the MOU, the terrible MOU, I hope you will not interfere again in order to give them not 300 milliards, billions, but I don't know, 300 trillions. I hope it will not happen.
I saw as well a headline today talking about the fact that the US is no longer removing its refueling tankers or aeroplanes from Ben Gurion Airport. I'm guessing that is a really concerning sign that they're expecting things to escalate between themselves and Iran.
Yes, I guess so. And for many Israelis, it's a problem because if they will keep on using Ben Gurion Airport, the meaning is that there will be much less flights to the United States, to Europe, and you know, it's a vacation time. And many Israelis are supposed to fly, including me, by the way, including me and my family. As we all know, yes, we have to obey in a way. I mean, we are not Spain that did not let the U.S. Army to use the airspace, and we are not Europe. So,
but you do have
yes,
a trust
we
issue.
We have to compromise.
You do have a trust issue. I mean, I think you were let down very badly by Donald Trump and his MOU. As you said, they gave in everything. I don't think Israel was treated with the respect that it deserved, having been such a close ally to the United States. And now suddenly, because it doesn't suit them anymore, now they're back. I mean, when they phone the IDF and say, please help us attack Bandar Abbas, what is the response of the Israeli military?
Yeah, well, I guess under the circumstances, Israel will do whatever is needed in order to help the United States, because actually, we have common interests, maybe not with J.D. Vance, but generally speaking, yes, we do have common interest. And before everything else, let's not forget, it's the interest of the United States. It's not that the United States is supposed to do whatever they are doing in order to satisfy Israel. Not at all. Not at all. It's a big mistake that people say again and again that, well, Israel put pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu, put a lot of pressure on Trump. No. It was Trump who actually declared, I'm coming to help. And he declared it before his meeting with Netanyahu. So it is the interest of the United States. They cannot allow themselves to have this kind of terror hub, Iran, because they will continue and it might be much worse. So this is the interest of the United States. And yes, it's a common interest with Israel.
I want to move on to a story which we didn't deal with much yesterday. Perhaps we should have, but it is the arrest. I'm not sure if it was an arrest or not, of Ro Khanna in the West Bank yesterday. This was an American Democratic congressman who is a presidential hopeful. And he ostensibly was arrested by the, I'm not sure if it was the police or IDF, you will give us the details. But what I want to ask you is, to what extent was this real and to what extent was this a manufactured crisis for his Democratic Party voters in the United States?
Look, it's a manufactured crisis. I don't know exactly the details, but when he was asked, okay, show us a video that is showing what you argue, he could not supply any kind of video. And there is the only video that we all saw. There is nothing of what he said. And the meaning is that actually he manipulated everything. He was not arrested by settlers. I mean, he can complain about settlers and what they are doing, but it has nothing to do with what happened to him in that particular event. So yes, he manipulated everything, and we know exactly what his views are. I mean, tell me in advance what the views of this person, and I'll tell you exactly what he's going to say. And before everything else, he is one of the Israeli haters in the United States. He declared that Israel committed genocide without any proof. He has no idea what he's talking about. So it's not a big surprise. It's not a big surprise that he manipulated everything in order to vilify Israel.
Final subject I want to raise with you this afternoon. Apparently, Defense Minister Katz wanting an unconditional pardon for Elor Azaria. Just to remind our listeners that Elor Azaria was convicted of murdering an incapacitated Palestinian who was lying on the ground. He killed him. The IDF apparently objecting to the pardon. How's this being reported in Israel? What's your stance on the matter?
Yeah, well, legally it was not a murder. Legally it was a kind of misbehavior on his behalf, killing, but not murdering the Palestinian guy who was, needless to say, a terrorist. So, you know what? There is not a big debate. It's not this question. There is a kind of debate, but it's not between left-wingers and right-wingers right now, because even the previous chief of army, Bugi Yaelon, who does not like Elor Azaria at all, and he was against him when he was the defense minister,
yes,
said, well, we have to finish with this story, and he can get this kind of pardon anyway. He's not in jail or something. It's just for the record, as we say. But it's not something which is really changing his position right now. He's not going to be an official. He's not going to be a Knesset member or something. So just for the record, that he can receive it. So it's not a big debate right now in Israel. Yes, they speak about it, but it's not a big story.
Ben Dror Yemini of Yediot Achronot, Tadar Balecha, thank you. We will chat again soon, I'm sure. And I hope you can fly to wherever it is you wanting to fly together with your family.